All of Rabbi Fersko's relatives, colleagues, and friends who are with us today, to the members of our congregation who have been so supportive of Rabbi Fersko during the past 7 years, Seth and even Ilana who aren't here, it's been such a joy for us to have had you as part of our family for much of the past decade. And of course, Diana. We, those of us who have had the great good fortune to have worked, celebrated, consulted, worshiped, learned, grieved, and laughed with Rabbi Fersko, we feel conflicted today. On the one hand, of course, we rejoice with Diana, who is moving to the next phase of her career. She is destined for great things and important Jewish leadership. Diana knows what I think of her because I tell her. Our offices are next door to each other. We see each other most days, meeting formally at least once a week for most of the past 7 years. Neither she nor I really are shrinking violets. We say what we mean, and we say it to each other. And I have said to her, reflecting my objective professional assessment, that the Jewish world needs her leadership desperately. There are few people who have the natural talents and the rabbinic attributes that Diana possesses. Among these talents and attributes is her penetrating intelligence. Rabbi Fersko is fantastically smart and not bashful. She tells you what's on her mind. She says it in words. That's the culture that we've tried to develop here amongst ourselves anyway. We want to hear from each other where we think we could have done better. But even if Diana tried to conceal her thoughts, I, who know her so well by now, I know by her nonverbal cues, the eyebrows, or the corners of a wry smile, I pretty much know what Diana is thinking anyway. She's a very discreet person. She never reveals confidences. She sees everything. She notices everything. But still, I know when she thinks I could have done better, even if she doesn't actually say it in words. And you know what? In the rabbinate, it's what makes for the best colleagues. We started out with weekly mentoring sessions, as is our custom with all new rabbis and senior staff. I meet with them once a week. But eventually, I came to learn more from her than what I could teach her. I have learned so much about how to be a rabbi. What are the new trends and the new thoughts of the new generations? I have learned new insights of Torah from Rabbi Fersko. I learned about teaching and preaching from her. And so, tonight is a joyous moment for us, because we can look back and cherish and celebrate Diana's leadership that has so enriched our community. But we have mixed emotions tonight, because it's hard for us to say goodbye. We love Diana. It's hard for us to imagine her not sitting around the conference room table or on the bima or in the classroom. In many ways, she's been the barometer of our professional team. Our staff would often hash out a public position on a communal matter. We could speak about the book culture controversy, the Women's March, Israel, all the internal decisions we needed to make here. And our debates could go on for a while as a senior staff. But we soon realized that we didn't really know for sure whether we were on solid ground until Rabbi Fersko chimed in with yay or nay. Thumbs up from her meant we were on the right track. Thumbs down, think again. All good things must end. We realize that. Change is the one constant of life. Change is often good. It replenishes, re-energizes, and restores. We need change in life. And we need change in our careers, too. Change opens for us new horizons to view, new vistas to pursue, new goals to accrue. And yet, whenever we close a chapter in our lives, we experience a certain sadness, even if the end of the chapter is happy, as it is tonight. Talented people are a rare commodity. They come along only from time to time. When they intersect with our lives, it's a blessing. And then, talented people often move on. What a wonderful run. Rabbi Fersko has made far-reaching contributions to our community. Hundreds of congregants will ever be grateful to her for standing by them and with them in their joyous and trying moments in their lives. She has been for me a confidant, a teacher, an advisor, a partner, and most of all, a fast and close friend. We have spent hundreds of hours together discussing synagogue business as well as Jewish values and the future of the Jewish community. I gave her the hardest tasks in the synagogue, the ones that required the soundest judgment, interpersonal skills, organizational acumen, and rabbinic wisdom. I asked her to initiate many new programs, the hardest programs of all to get off the ground. Many of the programs that you benefit from today were conceived by Rabbi Fersko yesterday. Diana, you have had the high honor and the great privilege to serve a historic congregation during a period of intense renewal where we have experienced dynamic growth, energy, and purpose made possible in important ways by your many contributions. For years to come, many of the people you know now and who are here now will approach you on the street or at some meeting, or they will write to you out of the blue and tell you how important you were in their lives all those years ago. They may quote to you part of a sermon that you had long forgotten. They will tenderly thank you for standing with them in the most difficult times in their lives. Some embrace, some word you said to them that made all the difference. And this, Diana, is what rabbinical leadership is all about. Our community gives us the greatest gift of all, the opportunity to participate intimately in the drama of life and the destiny of Jewish life. Being a rabbi allows us to sprinkle our existence with the dust of holiness, to give meaning and purpose to life and to Jewish survival. In rabbinical school, we dream of becoming great communicators. But to communicate great things is the highest honor. Diana, the 7 years that you've spent here in our professional family will make a continuing and indelible imprint on what will be your long, productive, and impactful career. And may these many days that we spent together as a team in hard work and dedicated passion always be a joy for you to recall. May you consider this time the best of times, when the intensity of hard work, and the joy of passionate creativity forged a lasting connection between us and set the stage for your many successes to come. And on a personal note, I am deeply grateful for your trust, your loyalty, your devotion, and your friendship. Although, Diana, you're staying in New York, and as you said, you look forward to being part of us and worshiping with us in the years ahead. Still, we are keenly aware that we are completing this chapter in our lives. As we bid you a fond farewell, we say to you the ancient words of transition, Chazak ve'ematz. May you go from strength to strength, and may God be with you. And now, Diana, if I can ask you to ascend to the Ark as Cantor Singer chants a special prayer he composed for you, and as I invite all of the professional team who have worked with and cherished Diana to come forward and invoke God's blessings upon you.
For those of you who came early enough, I taught it to you at the beginning of the service, so it's Kedoshim Tihiyu, you are holy. Okay, let's all sing together.
You will be home. Okay. I guess this is happening. Well, this is amazing. Thank you so much for being with me here tonight and for being with me for the past 7 years. It's such an emotional moment for me. I almost don't know where to begin. I've grown so much here. I became a rabbi here. Some of you will remember this. When I started, I was literally petrified to say the Shema in public from this bima, and that was in front of a group of third graders, right? Now up here feels like my place. You've given me the space and respect to let me say what I want, to sometimes push the envelope, to fail and succeed in public, and to teach Jewish ideas. We've been together in the happiest of moments and in the most challenging of times. Thank you to this remarkable congregation for being in relationship with me. Please know that you've had a profound impact on my professional development and on my life. This congregation is full of the most intelligent, sophisticated, and compassionate people, and I just want to say, I see you. I see the undercover mensches who sleep in our shelter. I see the people who give donations, who give their skills, who lead committees, and who travel with us. I see you when you attend a Shiva Minyan for a person that you don't really know very well, because you're worried there won't be enough people there to mourn. I see you when you show up for Torah study and when you give out food on Shabbat morning. When I see you fulfilling all of these mitzvot, I think a lot about our ancestors, those Jews who allowed us to be here on this day, and our descendants who should be here today but aren't. The millions who are just no more. I think about the children who were never able to grow up and about the families who were ripped apart in our Jewish history. Just nice, regular people like we are. And I think about the incalculable improbability that Judaism still endures. And I look out into this congregation and the pride I feel is just so profound because we are still here, and we are participating in Jewish life. We are standing up and being counted as Jews. We are continuing the transmission of our ancient and sacred tradition. And I see you. I see you helping to perpetuate our people. I want to take a moment to thank my family and my friends. Becoming a rabbi is not a job. It's a life decision that affects your entire family. I want to give honor to my husband, Seth, who's here tonight. Okay, you can clap for him. That's a first, but it's a good one. Seth, when we were very young, you casually suggested that you could defer your law school education so that we could move to Israel so that I could begin my rabbinical studies. You had never been to Israel, and also there was a terrible war beginning at the time, not to mention that you had worked so very hard to get to law school. But nonetheless, pausing your own professional development to support mine was what you suggested. Good idea. Little did we know that that decision was only the beginning of our shared commitment to the rabbinate. Thank you for being my true and eternal partner and for helping me pursue my dream. To my extended family, I can't look at you because you're making the face I'm making. You are there for me always, affirming me, supporting me, and inspiring me. I'm blessed that you are my people. We've all been in this together, and I could not have gotten to this place without you. I want to acknowledge the people that were just up here with me, our amazing staff. What an amazing group of dedicated professionals. You do so much that nobody sees. You fulfill mitzvot every day, doing the work of the sacred people, which is both holy and, yes, sometimes mundane. You visit congregants when they are ill. You help people express their hopes and prayers through music. And you educate children. This work, which is our shared passion, is not easy. You are away from your families often on weekends and holidays. You cancel your plans on a moment's notice to support someone in need. I wanted to say to Cantor Singer, Rabbi Natov, Rabbi Rifkin, Sandy Divak Moss, Sarit Roan, Miriam Kalmar, and Ryan Grease, you should be proud each and every day of the communities you are creating. Your work is holy, and it's been an honor to serve the Jewish people by your side. Ami, Rabbi Hirsch, what can I say about you? You are my mentor, my friend, my colleague, and my teacher. You put me in a sermon boot camp for 2 or 3 years. Thank you for that. From the very beginning, we enjoyed a natural connection and a similar worldview. We had so much in common that when we prayed the Amidah, I noticed I would always finish praying at the same time, so I decided to stagger stop my prayers so that it wouldn't look weird if we both sat down at the same time. Thank you for being a relentless leader, an outspoken Zionist, a fierce believer in the power of the human mind, and a dogged defender of the Jewish people. Yeah. Out of all the texts I've studied here over the years, you yourself have been the text I've studied most. I'm reminded of the Psalms verse, "Oh, how I love your teaching. It is my study all day long." And Ami, you know it is. Your approach to people, to problem solving, to ideas, to Israel, I've soaked it all in. I've listened to every sermon, observed every interaction, and maybe even gently cross-examined you about some of your principles. As far as intellectual sparring partners go, you're pretty good. And through it all, you've given me your respect. And I cherish it. I really do. It's perhaps the most important thing that I'll be taking with me. Your leadership is humbling to me, and I'm so grateful to have been able to learn from you. Rabbi Hanina said this, "I've learned so much from my teachers, and even more from my friends, but from my students, I have learned more than anyone." As a teacher here for many years, I've learned so much from each and every one of you. My prayer for you tonight is this: Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avotinu Ve'imotenu, our God, God of our ancestors, may this community be granted strength. May you and your families be blessed with good health. May you sow the seeds of prosperity for yourself and your children. May you be filled with the light of Torah, and may you continue to do the work of the Jewish people. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. May you go from strength to strength. Shabbat shalom.
I'm going to slip over here. I'll go over this one.
You stay there.
That's fine.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Good evening. My name is Alan Erfkin. I have the privilege of serving as the president of the synagogue. I'm going to keep my remarks quite short. As you can imagine, it's...
Thanks, Sandy.
As you can imagine, it's hard enough to follow either Diana or Ami, but to follow both, That's an impossible task and probably has never been done before here at the synagogue. I had the good fortune of meeting Diana when she first started at Stephen Wise almost 7 years ago. I could tell from my earliest interactions that Diana was a thoughtful person with warmth and character, creative zeal, and a passion for Jewish issues. And as we all know now, if you've spent any time with her, my first impressions were spot on. During the past 7 years, Diana has touched all of our lives in so many ways. She's been involved with our families on the sad and the happy occasions, the milestone events in our lives and our children's lives, the bnei mitzvahs, the baby namings. She's brought fulfillment and contentment to so many of us. Diana's made our community a richer, warmer place with her husband Seth and their daughters, who have been a part of our family and ever present, the ECC and the religious school. I've watched and listened to Diana take command of the Bema to deliver insightful and moving sermons which have inspired us to think more deeply about important issues. And I'm sure you all agree you've done the same. Diana, under your inspired leadership and through your energetic efforts to bring together the staff and the congregation and all the various programs and activities in the synagogue that you have initiated and started and created, you've made a lasting impression on Stephen Wise in this community and the many lives who've had the good fortune to spend time with you. For all this and more, Diana, I want to express my sincerest gratitude to you for your exceptional contributions. And on behalf of a grateful synagogue community and the board, I want to give you two gifts. First, an honorary family membership to Stephen Wise so that you can and your family can continue to worship with us at any time, and we hope often. Second gift is Miriam's cup. I will get that out for you, so everyone can see what Miriam's cup looks like. It's a symbol, it serves as a symbol of Miriam's well, which was a source of water for the Israelites in the desert. Putting Miriam's cup on your Seder table is a way of making your Seder more inclusive. It's also a way of drawing attention to the importance of Miriam and the other women of the Exodus story, women who have sometimes been overlooked, but about whom our tradition says, if it wasn't for the righteousness of women of that generation, we would not have been redeemed from Egypt. There have been many legends about Miriam's well. It is said to have been a magical source of water that followed the Israelites for 40 years because of the merit of Miriam. The waters of this well are said to be healing and sustaining. Thus, Miriam's cup is a symbol of that sustains us through our own journeys and your own. You'll be missed by all of us on the Bema and around the synagogue. And this is inscribed with gratitude from Stephen Wise Free Synagogue to Rabbi Diana Fresco, Associate Rabbi. May you think of us at all times when you drink.